the Centre for Ecology and Hydrology podcast. I'm with Michael Pocock, Senior Ecologist at the Centre of Ecology and Hydrology. He's just written a guide called Choosing and Using Citizen Science, and that's the topic of today's podcast. Before we go any further, Michael, hello, and can you tell me what citizen science is?
Citizen science is the involvement of ordinary people in science, which might be them getting involved in collecting data, or it might be analysing the results, or even coming up with research ideas.
Great. So we've got the guide today, and it's targeted at scientists and practitioners. Can you tell me what the guide is aiming to achieve and how it can help people?
Yes, citizen science is so diverse. It's almost like there's a whole toolbox of approaches which can be used with citizen science. And I think a lot of people wonder, in a sense, which tool they should be using for their particular type of citizen science. So our aim is that this guide will help them through that maze of options.
Excellent. OK, so assume I've read the guide. What do I do next?
Yes, included in the guide is a handy flowchart so you can figure out exactly what you want to do. And then once you've done that, you might come to the decision that citizen science isn't appropriate for you. If you do come to the decision that it is appropriate, then you can use another guide which we've produced, which brings together best practice on how to actually run a citizen science project.
OK, so rather than going off and try and get out and potentially failing, you can benefit from CEH's previous expertise.
Yes, we've been involved in a whole load of citizen science projects over the past 50 years or so in terms of working with volunteer expert naturalists. So we've tried to condense all of that expertise down into these guides.
Good. I hope it's of use to them. And looking at it, it looks absolutely brilliant. Judging by the fact you've written a couple of guides, you have some experience in citizen science. Can you give the listeners a bit of an overview of how citizen science has played a role in your work?
Yes, I've run some of my own projects, including one called Conkertree Science, which was looking at a moth which is damaging our horse chestnut trees, and that involved thousands of ordinary people getting involved. But I've also been involved in looking at projects where expert naturalists, volunteer naturalists, have been getting involved, giving records and using those sorts of data to tell us about how animals and plants are faring.
Great. So it's helped your science. It's also benefited, it's got people involved in science themselves. Brilliant. Right, last question. Citizen science, you're an expert. Can you give us three key tips on how to deliver it?
I think the things to do would be to know what you want to do, know your question. The second one would be to know your audience, to know who you're aiming the project for. And I think the third one is to have fun, because fun is infectious.